tires, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us hope in the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children alone. Sometimes in the valley, the darkest of night, God leads his dear children alone. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us hope in the night season and all. Sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, God leads his dear children alone. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes, God leads his dear children alone. Some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us hope in the night season and all the day long. Away from the mire, God leads his dear children alone. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children alone. Some through the water, some through, some through the flood. I lost it. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us hope in the night season and all the day long. In the night season and all the day long.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't have to preach. Wow. Let's see.
I wonder why the Lord didn't give you a talent like he did Ethan. I thought I wouldn't use it.
I ain't nothing. I
appreciate him.
I'm blessed. I've been real blessed in my life. I don't use it like I need to, and I'm sorry. You get tired. I don't know. You burn out so easy when you're doing stuff for the Lord. And I think it's that devil. He makes it a whole lot harder to do. But I don't know what to do. know.
I could tell you I'm nothing, and that would be telling the truth. I could say that I'm worthless, a hopeless sinner, and that is true. Oh, but that is just part of the story I haven't told you everything. I'm lost, reborn and raised, a child of the King, and I am a royal descendant of a king from Jerusalem, a part of the bloodline of David. That's who I am, and I claim kindred Isaac, to Jacob, and to Abraham. Yes, I'm a royal descendant of a king from Jerusalem. How in the world can I stand and say such a thing? Say that I'm royal and to claim my father's a king. Oh, I'll have to take you to that old altar where it happened many years ago. I met the king, now I'm his, and that's all I know. And I am a descendant of a king from Jerusalem, a part of the bloodline of David. That's who I am, and I claim kindred to Isaac, to Jacob, and to Abraham. Yes, I'm a king, from Jerusalem. Yes, I'm a royal descendant of a king from Jerusalem.
You know, when you don't sing like you need to, you start forgetting words. And it don't matter how many times you've sung that song, it goes blank in a heartbeat. It gets worse. I don't know, brother. We could do something else. If I fall, he lifts me up with gentle hands and healing touch. When I'm afraid, he has no fear. He's always standing here. He's like a lighthouse on a hill. He guides my way and always will. When I look up, he's who I see. He's where I want to be. So I'll sail my ship in deep and troubled waters, adrift so far I cannot see the shore.
Sometimes my soul feels lost to sea, and all my hope is gone. He left his footprints on the water so I can find my way home. Before I knew, my heart believed he loved the broken parts of sacrificed his precious life so he could give me life. So I'll sail my ship in deep and troubled waters, adrift so far I cannot see the shore. Sometimes my soul feels lost to sea, and all my hope is gone. He left his footprints on the water so I can find my way home. Sometimes my soul feels lost to sea, and all my left his footprints on the water so I can find my way home. He left his footprints on the water so I can find my way home.
Amen. Lord's been good to me. I don't say that enough. He's blessed me. Rudy's preaching this morning was stomping my toes. I've not praised him enough. Even though I've been through some hard times, he's been good to me. He's better than I deserve. I could have deserved hell. Been thrown in there faster than anybody. But he saved me. He come down. When I was 13 years old, I went to a Christmas practice with a friend of mine. It was a Wednesday night Christmas program. They were just practicing. And I sat back here in the back and talked the whole time, didn't pay no attention to anything that was going on. The preacher just decided to come back here in the corner and say, "Are y'all saved?" And I said, "No." He said, "Would you like to be?" And I said, "Yeah, I think so." I went up there, I don't know if y'all know where Robert's Family Diner's at over on Old Kentucky. It used to be a church, but I got saved right there in the floor of that diner. I can take you right to the spot, right next to a table now. But I got saved and cried like a little baby. Felt like 100,000 pounds had been lifted off my chest. He said, "How's it feel?" And that's the only word I can come up with was, "It felt good." And I never regretted that day of giving my heart to him. I ran to school the next day and told one of my buddies. He knew it. As soon as he seen me coming down the hallway, he knew something was changed because I was not the same boy I was the day before. But I've always tried to live for the Lord the way he would have me to do it, and I failed him. I've tripped and fell. And that's that first opening line of that song, "If I Fall, He'll Pick Me Up." And that song has spoken to me since my daughter's passed, and it's lifted me up a bunch of times. But I'm just thankful, been very thankful in my life. This church means a lot to me. They've been a help to me and my daughters and my wife and my family. They've seen me grow up. I've been here. I was talking to Hannah the other day. I've been here for a decade, and you move in if you've been here for a decade. So it's y'all been just so good to me. All the candy and you give my little girl and my Liza. She was wrapped around y'all's little finger, and I miss that girl. I do. She's I was talking to Tim Davis the other day. And his parents lost a little boy that would have been 4 years older than him. And he was telling me that his dad, the best way of dealing with that was not talking about it. Don't say a word about it. And his mother was struggling with that and got on some medication. And his dad threw the pills down the toilet and flushed them. Said, don't take them ever again. Don't look at the pictures of them. Don't do anything. Just throw it away. I can't do that. I catch myself looking at pictures and videos, and it don't matter if I cry. I'm one thought away from crying, so I might as well cry with somebody than cry by myself. But I'm gonna see her one day. I'm gonna hold her, I'm gonna give her a hug. She might be bigger than me, who knows? I don't know. That little girl, she was a good big sister to Cora Grace back there. Taught her a lot about Jesus. And taught me a lot about raising little girls. That first go around, I didn't do so hot. I have a lot of regrets. And I try to treat Cora better than I did Eliza. And we talked in Sunday school one day about it's hard to raise kids nowadays. Mark and Lisa was sitting over there. And you have them girls that they've raised are fine individuals. And I wanted to tell them that in Sunday school class because they were telling about how hard it was to raise them. They've done a fine job. And I try to model. I want to raise Cora Grace and this little boy up. And I want them to be fine individuals just like them. And I don't know where this is going, brother. I have no idea. But I just love y'all. I want you to know that. If I don't get to tell you again, I love every one of you here. Because you've been so good to me. Brother, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Corey, you got a song? She's always got a song. Which one you want to do, Cora? Jesus Loved Me? Come here, let's go back here so you can see. She told me the other day we was laying in the bed going to sleep. She said, Jesus is mean. Jesus was mean to me. I said, I don't think you got that right. He goes, yeah, he pushed me down. He's mean. I said, I'm not sure that's totally true. But today I said, did you tell me last night that Jesus was mean? No, he's not mean. He went to the cross to die for me. Is that what you told him? Yeah. So I think she got it straightened out overnight. I'm not sure what happened there. You want to do Jesus Loves Me? Okay, sing real loud. Stand right here for me.
Okay.
Can you sing it? Sing. Jesus loved me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little as to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Which one you want to do?
I'll do
B-I-B-I-B. Okay. Stand right here. Stand real close. Ready? The B-I-B-I-B. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand up for the word of God. The B-I-B-I-B. Bible.
I want Baby Bumblebee.
Baby Bumblebee? Are you sure? I'm bringing home a baby bumblebee. Won't my mama be so proud of me? I'm bringing home a baby. it stung me. Is that it? We better quit then. Good job.
Good job.
Thanks. Go ahead.
I don't know, brother.
I know Brother Rudy said he didn't have to preach, but I don't know what else to do. If anybody's got a good testimony, it'd be a good time for it. You've done seen me cry tonight, so. Me too. Yes. I don't see how people do it without him. I don't. I couldn't make it a day, I don't think. An hour without him. He's been so good. He is.
I see him more and more. I'm looking forward to being with him.
Amen.
With all that's outstripped.
Me too, brother.
What a time.
I'm ready. I know you was teaching. I talked about it at our Bible, our meeting up at the fellowship hall, but your Wednesday night lesson kind of influenced my Bible study that week. But he was an infinite God.
Amen.
Infinite is without limitations. So he doesn't, there's no limit to what he can do. I've seen that in my life. He's every day there's something new going on. I don't know. You just, even this job, this last job I had it, they fired me. I said, okay, this is not good. But you just sit back for the ride. Like, you don't even have to try almost. He's, all right, Ethan, you need to take your step here. And I said, okay. But it's, so if I get fired from the next one, okay, I don't know when it's going to happen, but I'm thankful for him. I'm glad he's leading the way, because I don't think I could. Yes, he's going to protect Mark too over in Kuwait, I know for a fact. It would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
They're there
for us. Yeah. I think that first Sunday that I said I was happily unemployed, I think I got 5 job offers from somebody in the church before I left that day. So it all works out. It's no doubt.
Amen.
Right.
I've got a notice in my house
that's
got cracked all over.
Mm-hmm.
They say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing. How I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table. There's shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes, they are not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all that matters. Though the world may not see, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Y'all sing the chorus with us, okay?
There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Amen. Amen. Amen, brother. He has. Yes, amen. Yes.
Oh, how great he is.
He is. Yes, man.
Brother Dale, you get to sing this morning.
Dale, you got one tonight?